music from the Buffalo Killers. That is Hey Girl. And you'll have your opportunity to see them this Friday night at a very, very special show at Christ Episcopal Church in downtown Dayton. We're going to give you the details on that. I'm very happy to be joined by a returning guest, frequent guest, Kyle Melton, who is a doer of many things, as we were talking about. But tonight you have your Dayton Music Fest hat on.
Exactly, yes.
And we're starting to talk about Music Fest a little early this year, although last year I think we were starting to hint around.
Yeah, we were starting to talk about it a little bit this time last year, but this year we're kind of ramping things up a little bit. This is actually the 10th anniversary of Dayton Music Fest, and as we basically wrapped up last year, Don and I started, you know, already thinking about it by, end of October. Oh, yeah, next year's 10 years, we should do something really good. And we kind of had a couple things in the queue about what we thought might be cool. And we kind of revisited an idea that our good friend Dave Obenauer, who you know from Ghetto Blaster magazine, had pitched to us a couple years ago about, hey, wouldn't it be interesting if we put Buffalo Killers in a church with a church choir, because they kind of have a little bit of gospel flavor. I think it would be – and we liked the idea, but at the time it was just something that – we weren't really ready or couldn't figure out a way to squeeze it in with everything we were already doing. So in a situation like this, well, why don't we just ramp it up, like do an event earlier in the year to kind of get people psyched up for the big, you know, thing in October. Let's do something in spring, you know, and, you know, maybe, you know, see about doing some stuff over the summer to kind of help hype it up. Because, I mean, you only get 1/10th anniversary. Might as well make
it
count. So, you know, we kind of, you know, hey, Dave, what do you think about doing that now? And he's been a huge help, helping to coordinate, find a good church to do it in and everything. You know, he was the one who set up everything at Christ Episcopal Church, and they've been just so nice and so accommodating, and pretty much whatever we kind of were like, can we do this? Can we do that? They're like, yeah, sure, that's fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, they weren't weird about it at all, and it's a beautiful room. You know, we got in there, you know, earlier this year with Zach from Buffalo Killers and, you know, our sound guys, and said, can we do this? Can we make this work? And everybody was really into it. And, you know, it's been a lot of work. And, you know, but it's, I mean, we're, you know, we, me and Don and Dave were talking today, like, it's happening this week. You know, it's on. You know, there's no going back now. So we're all really excited about it. And I mean, you know, as far as Dayton music, as far as things that we could put on, I mean, this is just something that nobody's ever really done in town. And, you know, so we're really happy to you know, to be putting it on for everybody to kick off the 10th anniversary.
Do you know how was the rehearsal process like with the Buffalo Killers and the choir? Like how much prep work and arranging did they have to do?
I'm not privy to all of the details. I know, again, Dave kind of stepped in and said, I know a guy that can help arrange a choir, a good friend of his named Rusty, and he's going to be coordinating the choir. And they've worked with the band, Zach, kind of getting arrangements together. I'm not exactly sure how many or what songs they're going to be doing, but, you know, a portion of the program. And it's going to be a two-set show. I mean, they're going to, you know, the doors are at 7, music's going to start around 8, you know, play about an hour, do a 15-minute intermission, come back. Again, it was a really cool idea, like, just have one band do something interesting and special, as opposed to, well, we could put on 5 bands.
Right,
like any
right.
other night
yeah.
of the year. Like, let's make an event. Let's make it special. And the band was into it, and everybody's really good with it. So, I mean, I know they've been working together to get the arrangements, and I'm told there's a choir of about 20.
Nice.
You know, I'm looking forward to it as much as anybody at this point, because I'm like, we're going to do a dress rehearsal and then have a go at it on Friday and see how it goes.
I kind of like not knowing which songs they're going to do, only yeah. because I've been listening back to all the Buffalo Killers albums over mm-hmm. this week going, ooh, now I wonder how this would sound with the choir.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the thing, because, you know, like I said, I don't even know. And that's part of the thrill of it. Like, how is it going to sound? We don't know. But I think, you know, the band seems very confident about it. You know, we've talked with Rusty. He seems pretty gung-ho about it, so I think it's going to be great. And I think it's just going to be a really singular experience for, you know, for Dayton music, and for, you know, especially fans of Buffalo Killers, just to see something different from them.
It's kind of a cool contrast, because on Dayton Music Fest it's quantity is king, you know. 30 bands, at least five or six venues, typically indoors, outdoors, couple of days, you know, running the gamut of style. And this is like one thing in one place and one band for an evening.
Yeah, I'm all into it. You know, like I think as much as I enjoy, you know, because I mean, I've been going for years and, you know, Don and I have talked about this all the time, like, part of the fun of Dayton Music Fest is the hopping around, like catching a bit here, catching a bit there. But it's like, but at the same time, you miss so much. And, you know, we liked the idea of just, what if we just focus on one cool idea and make it really good? Sometimes that's what you need. So, I mean, the response so far has been really good. People seem pretty excited, like, wow, I never would have thought of that. That's kind of cool. So we'll see how it goes.
As a fan first, and then coming into being an organizer, what's it like to sort of, you know, embrace this 10th year? I'm still kind of wrapping my head around that the first one was 10 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of overwhelming. I mean, you know, a lot of experiences wrapped up in Dayton Music Fest events. Like I said, both as, you know, an attendee and as an organizer. And I mean, I don't know. It feels like lifetimes of experience through this single thing. And I mean, it's a big deal. When Dan and Andy, and I'm totally spacing, when they offered it to us a couple years ago, you know, it was like, wow, sure, I'd be honored. You know, I mean, you know, Don and I take it pretty seriously, and it's an honor and a privilege to be like, well, make something cool happen. And, you know, so we're thrilled. You know, it is sort of, you know, a big deal. But it's fun, you know, it's fun work.
It's been cool to see over the past 10 years sort of the things that have grown out of Dayton Music Fest, like this event Friday night, but also things like the partnership with Midwest Outdoor Experience and different sort of side events, some of the record store day stuff that you've done over the years in conjunction with the festival. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you see continuing to grow into the future of Dayton Music Fest?
I mean, honestly, it's hard to say. I mean, I know this year Don and I have already started to talk about rethinking the structure, which we haven't completely ironed out. But it honestly, this year will probably look different than past years. But I think it'll be cool still. You know, I mean, I we're not limiting ourselves as far as what we can and can't do because it you know, there are no rules for this. We kind of have a strange luxury as far as music festivals in the sense that we don't have the scope of, you know, a Bonnaroo or a Lollapalooza or really honestly even Midpoint Music Fest. I mean, we kind of, you know, Dayton Music Fest was modeled after Midpoint, but I mean, they've grown into something completely different than what we are. And Dayton Music Fest, I mean, to a certain degree, it's somewhat insular in the sense that it's Dayton music, but from an outside perspective, I mean, but the thing is, we always look to, you know, people who've gone beyond the borders of Dayton and have made a name. Hey, come back and remember us, you know, you got your start here, and, you know, everyone still calls it home, you know, and the bands that do come back are always like, yep, Dayton's still Dayton. We love it here. You know, there's always a good crowd and it's a good time. So as far as what we can do, I mean, we're always looking for new partnerships. We're always looking to, you know, expand the horizons of, you know, people in the region even who know that we exist, you know, because that's part of our, you know, part of our mission as well. Is it's not just about making sure everybody that goes to the shows 364 days a year goes on that night. It's everybody else that maybe doesn't know about it has an opportunity to come sample and see what's what, and maybe come out a little bit more during the year and, you know, just expose the bands here to wider audiences. That's always the goal.
And that is the luxury, ultimately, of Dayton Music Fest, is that I always tell people, if you're unfamiliar with the scene, like, that's the night to come out, because you can get, you know, so many bands in just in a single venue, or walk around, see all the venues, you know, hear a variety of things, and then sort of decide, you know, who you want to pursue as a fan in the months to come.
Yeah, and, you know, and we take great care in making sure that as best as we're able to do. I mean, we're only two guys, but, you know, letting, you know, creating that sort of, you know, broad scope of what's happening in the Dayton scene, whatever it is from year to year. You know, I mean, there's always bands come and go. I mean, that's just the deal. But, you know, hey, these guys are really cool. They're doing something interesting. You should check them out. That's, you know, it's fun for us, you know.
It's going to be quite fun Friday night. It is the 10th annual or the 10th anniversary of Dayton Music Fest. Yeah. It's the kickoff celebration. The Buffalo Killers are going to be performing with a church choir at Christ Episcopal Church. That's on West 1st Street in downtown Dayton. All kinds of details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We're going to take another listen to another Buffalo Killers tune, and then we're going to come back and talk about another one of your ventures, Kyle.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Let's take a listen to this one from the Buffalo Killers. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO. From the Buffalo Killers on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. You can catch them Friday night. It's a kickoff party for Dayton Music Fest. The 10th anniversary of that will, of course, be keeping you in the loop on the festival as a whole, which will be coming later in the fall. Later in the year. It's not even close enough to be later in the fall yet. But
sure, later, comma,
in
the fall.
Yeah, it's hard to...
It's all about punctuation.
It is all about punctuation. I am Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by Kyle Melton, one of the organizers of Dayton Music Fest, and now in a new role over at Canal Public House.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what's been happening over there.
Well, Shane Sullivan has taken over as owner, manager of Canal Public House, and he's been working diligently over the last several months to kind of, you know, get the club up and running and get situated. And he brought me on beginning of March as a booking agent, which we'd worked together previously over at South Park Tavern for 3 years. And, you know, just kind of picking up where we left off over there as far as, you know, trying to present good quality shows and in a lot of ways bring in as many touring bands, out of town bands as possible to kind of get bands here familiar with other scenes out of town, and just generally kind of up the level of and variety of bands performing here in Dayton.
That's great. I know that when you were over at South Park, you were bringing in a lot of really eclectic acts from across the musical spectrum. Is that the plan at Canal Public House? Or are you guys going to focus specifically on a certain genre or type of thing, or keep it pretty open?
Shane was very intentional in calling it the Canal Public House. We want everybody to come in and be involved, and really, pretty much all genres, styles are welcome. I mean, if you take a look at our calendar, which you can see at canalpublichouse.com, you can see that, I mean, if you kind of, we're pretty good about making sure there's links to the bands. I mean, check out what's coming up, you know, here in the next couple months at the least, you know, I mean, it's all over the map, which is fun. And I mean, we want different audiences to come in. We want people to feel like, well, I can pop in any given night, and there's probably a really good chance if I like music, if I'm not, you know, if I don't pigeonhole my listening styles, my listening habits, you know, I'm probably going to find, you know, a really good bill, maybe something I haven't heard of, but a good band, and probably something from out of town that I wouldn't see otherwise. It's very much a similar MO to what we were doing before. So if you kind of liked what we were doing at South Park before, it's not entirely different. It's a bigger room. You know, the stage is a little bit bigger. We've been working on upgrading the PA system. You know, lots of things coming down the pike. So, you know, stop in and check it out, see what we're doing.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, who are some of the folks you've got coming up in terms of local or touring bands that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah. On May 7th, we have a really big show with a band called Turquoise Jeep from Atlanta. They're sort of an internet hip hop sensation. You kind of got to just check them out. I mean, they're beyond description. They're a lot of fun. They're going to be playing with Night Beast. It's a Wednesday night show. That one's kind of got a bigger ticket. It's a $12 advance, which you can get tickets online at our website, or $15 at the door day of. But, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a ridiculously fun party. That one we're really looking forward to.
It's always a party with Night Beast.
It's always a party with Night Beast, you know. And when I asked Nick, hey, you guys want to do this? I mean, within 5 minutes, he got back to me like, oh, we got to do that show, you know. So, I mean, we're looking forward to just a really, really good time. Who else is coming down the pike?
I see Ford Theater Union's going to be there on the 1st.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah,
gonna be
yeah.
Really cool.
That just kind of came up last minute, but we're really excited to have them in, you know. So, I mean, you know, one man, the Lone Wolf OMB. He's coming on Monday, and this a mutual friend of mine, this guy Chris Cahill, got a hold of me to say, hey, we've been doing these house shows, and we'd like a bigger room. Are you into having something like this? And it's literally a one man band doing the drums and the singing and the banjo playing, and it's great. It's gonna be a really good time, you know. So, I there's plenty of rock stuff coming up. You know, all your local rock favorites will be coming up. You know, Shrug's coming up here in a couple of weeks. Am I allowed to say Me Time? I'm in that band.
Yeah,
We're doing, you know.
You can promote your own band.
I hate doing that. But, you know, I'm just in the band. It's Andy Smith's band. But, you know, they're doing their album release there on May 10th. So that should be a really fun time. Who else we got? Ohio Knife is coming up from Cincinnati. If you don't know those guys, I mean, they're really good rock and roll. Noah and the Rescue Radio is going to be in at the end of the month. Frontier Folk Nebraska is going to be with them.
That
also
was the
from
one
Cincinnati.
I was just going to mention, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to build as much regional back and forth between Cincinnati and Columbus. We just had a couple weeks ago, we had WV White. Do you guys play them?
We do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bela from Anyway Records put that out. It's a great record. You know, we're looking to get them back hopefully soon. You know, there's plenty of good bands from this region, and we just want to make Dayton as much a stop for everywhere, you know, anyone from Cincy, Louisville, Columbus. Oh, who's that? There's some Louisville band I got coming up. I can't remember what they're called. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, band, you know, regionally, we just want to make sure that people know Dayton is a place worth coming to, which, you know, Dayton audiences know that, you know, but bands from out of town may be like, well, mm-hmm. I don't know, is Dayton, you know, because they'll think Cincinnati or Columbus, like, come here, trust us, it'll be a good time.
And hopefully, maybe we'll get some of those Cincinnati and Columbus audiences coming here for shows.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be amazing.
That is the dream.
Well, hopefully the dream can become a reality sometime soon. But it's really exciting what you guys are doing. And I'm looking forward to, just in scrolling through your calendar already, I'm like, oh, there's some great stuff. And I'm looking forward to seeing
absolutely
what's going to be coming down the pike in the summertime.
Yeah, lots and lots of different stuff coming up. So just be sure to, you know, stay tuned to our website, you know, find us on Facebook, and we'll keep you posted on what's happening.
Excellent, excellent. That website is canalpublichouse.com. We'll also put a link up to the website and the Facebook on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We're going to hear a track right now from Lone Wolf OMB, who is performing Monday night at Canal Public House. And Kyle, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Juliet.
My pleasure.
I'm a poor boy away from home.